Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Breaking overnight, Hurricane Helene barrels into Florida as a Category 4 storm, the most powerful to ever strike the state's Big Bend region. The hurricane packing life-threatening storm surge, driving rain and 140-mile-per-hour winds.
Yeah, the intensity of this thing was crazy. And remember, the intensity models had still not been sure what was going to happen. NOAA had called it a Category 3. It got up to 140 miles an hour. It's a Category 4. Some other models had it at only a 2. It seems like that's the part we're struggling with. You know, we talked to Brad Baker earlier in the week, and he said, we're really good at knowing where the storm is going to go. We are not really good at knowing how strong it is going to be. But man, 3 people dead so far. I'm sure that number is going to go up, unfortunately. Joining us now, we have Eric Gilmore. He is the Director of Public Safety in Escambia County, and a part of his team is headed over to parts east to help out. Eric, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.
Absolutely. So, first of all, just you're not on the road, though. You're sending people. Is that right this time?
That is correct. This time I am sending people. I'm holding back. Somebody's got to hold the fort down while they're gone. So we sent the entire EM staff over to – we were originally requested to go to Liberty County prior to landfall, and we were working with the sheriff's office. We were sending a contingency of county EM staff and the sheriff's office. We was going as a joint group. And Liberty County woke up this morning, looked around and said, guess what? We're good. We don't need anything. So we had to readjust fire, which is no problem. That's what we do in a disaster. And Madison County said, we need help. We need help now. And so we have collectively got back together with the sheriff's office, missioned up together, and the crew left actually 15 minutes ago, hitting the road. We got a convoy heading down I-10 or heading east, and they'll be in Madison County sometime later or right before lunch, hopefully, and get set up shop and help out. So, Escambia County has sent the sheriff's office over there with their crew and, of course, our emergency management crew with Thor, Mobile Command, and Santa Rosa County EM partnered up with us and sent some of their staff as well. So we've got a pretty good contingency from the area.
So that's like Tom Lloyd is on the way there, I assume, and then folks in your staff is on the way. I only ask because he's such a good friend who produced the show for so long. Is Davis going to Madison County, Davis Wood?
Davis is not going. He missed his opportunity because he's out on maternity leave.
Oh, see, I knew that too, but I didn't know if he was out of work or maybe was available or whatever. So, you know, nothing like having a baby to change your life forever. He's dealing with a different kind of emergency.
He is dealing with a different kind of emergency, yes.
So what is the size of the help that we're sending from your side, from Escambia County side, and then from the sheriff's side and from anybody else who's going as well? I mean, I don't know. Are we sending EMS? I don't know what other resources we might be sending.
That's a great question. So right as it stands right now, we sent Mobile Command. So that's a 118-wheeler with a 1,000-square-foot slide out. We're sending emergency manager, Travis Tompkins, and 2 EM coordinators with Scotland and Isaiah will be going. And then our operations guy, Chris Holloman, and then Tom Lloyd and his PIO, Sarah, and his plans person, Riley. So there's eight personnel for EM for Santa Rosa and Escambia. And then the sheriff's office is sending up to 20 people with law enforcement responsibilities. So they'll be helping out with curfews, traffic controls, things of that nature, patrols. But they also are bringing heavy equipment. So they got bobcats, lulls, things to move, cut and toss crews, chainsaws, generators. So the sheriff's office is bringing a lot of good stuff as well to help get that county back, get them to recovery as quickly as possible.
What was the thing you said right after bobcats, lulls?
A lull was one of those construction pieces of equipment with the forks with the extending boom, four-wheel drive.
Oh, okay. All right. It caught me by surprise the name, so I just wanted to make sure, I don't know, then listeners don't know. So that's why, I'm always trying to make sure. And this is as usual, I assume, where they're going to have to take care of themselves, take their own, water, food, all of that. Or are they going somewhere where they're going to have those resources?
At first, they'll probably have to be self-sustaining, and then resources will come in on the backside as things start clearing up and roads start opening up and they can start moving things around and resources around. The state will probably maybe set up a base camp is usually what they do in the county affected. And at the base camp, they'll do feeding and stuff like that. But primarily right now, they're expected to be self-sustaining. For the first duration, first part of the activation.
Okay, until they get like points of distribution set up or pods set up, then you know
exactly.
they can start
exactly.
to. And when resources come in, things become you know somewhat easier. But what are they expecting? What, you know, you've done this many times. In fact, I have said it many times that my worry is that Governor DeSantis is going to rediscover you and then you know acquire you.
So, right.
Because you know you have been sent all over the state. Last time we had this, you know, you went downstate. I remember that. But for people who have not been through this, there's new people to the area all the time, and this is all kind of like, what is happening? What are these folks going to discover when they get on the ground over in Madison County?
Absolutely. The one good thing about Madison County is it is not a coastal county, so they're not dealing with storm surge. So you can take that right off the table. Unlike Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, something here, we would have to worry about the storm surge and the inundation on the coastline and the flooding aspect of that. What they're going to go into in Madison County is it's a fairly small county. I think the population is just a little over 18,000 people, with three of the biggest cities being Lee, Greenville, and Madison itself. So they're going to see vegetative debris. They're going to see trees down. I suspect they did get a lot of rain inundation the day before landfall. And when you saturate the soil that bad and get those high winds, trees go over easy. So they're going to see trees, vegetative debris, loss of power, and possibly some flooding. They got some tributaries, some streams around there that are probably swelling up with the amount of rain just coming down from north of them and, you know, trying to make its way to the Gulf. So some flooding conditions as well. So the crews will be, like I said, the sheriff's office brought some a little bit of heavy equipment to help tree removal and get the roads opened up and get things going and flowing. So that's the biggest things they'll see right now. But I think overcoming the power issues and the mobility issues of the county, trying to get that going around and get commerce back up when you get power back up.
We're talking to Eric Gilmore. He's the Director of Public Safety in Escambia County. Eric, hang on for just a second, if you can. Can you give me another minute or so?
No, absolutely.
All right, hang on for just a second. We got John Pick of the Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just seeing some major backups on I-10 eastbound all the way up to the 9 Mile exit. It is basically a parking lot, barely moving. So you definitely want to find an alternate route for that. That's about a 25-30 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Eric Gilmore, Director of Public Safety in Escambia County, talking about this team that has been dispatched just about 30 minutes ago to go over to now Madison County, not Liberty County, from Santa Rosa Emergency Management, including their PIO, Sarah Whitfield, who's fabulous. I mean, she's really, really good at her job. And Tom Lloyd and folks from our department, including Travis Tompkins, our emergency manager, about 20 sheriff's deputies going over there as well. Eric, one of the things that I just want to kind of highlight for people is, yes, this is born out of a desire to serve and help. So it's humanitarian, you know, kindness to our neighbors. It's a recognition that if we help them, they'll help us. And when they help us, we help them. I mean, we're all interconnected. But what I want to make sure people realize is this is also a very important training mission.
Yes.
For all of our people, right?
No, you're absolutely right. So Scotland Williams and Isaiah Helton are our two newest EM members. And while they understand and the principals of EM have gone to tons of trainings, trainings do not do it justice when you're in the field and doing it for real. So both of our EM coordinators are going downrange for the first time in a disaster zone to get a better understanding. As we talked about, I don't mean to be selfish, but it's always better to learn on somebody else's disaster and dime, right? So
yeah.
That way they can bring that knowledge back, understand what their role will be more, you know, comprehensively here at our Escambia County USC. They don't know. You really don't know. So they're going to get some invaluable knowledge by going downrange, working with a county that small with limited resources, and learn how to get resources in and how mm-hmm. to manipulate, I say manipulate the state to get what you need. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But anyway, but no, it is a good training.
You'd rather when something happens, you'd rather have sergeants than privates. And this is training that makes them sergeants. Like, this is, you know, getting them experience that they need so that they can be effective when we need them here to be able to do that stuff, which is always really important. It was one of the the folks who were here from the state, from Tallahassee, have they gone home yet? Did they go home yesterday or today?
Yeah, so they did show up yesterday afternoon. Sometime late last night, they got the word that Tallahassee was not as impacted as what they thought it was going to be. The state EOC did not go dark, so that team scrambled up early this morning and pushed east to go back to the state EOC. But we was happy to host them and was happy to be the backup for the state EOC in case anything did go down or happen to the State Emergency Operations Center.
Okay, I have to ask you this question. You know what I'm going to ask you.
I know what you're going to ask me. We are Category 5 through and through, Andrew.
Okay, I know that. And we got Baptist Hospital to a Cat 5. I know. But this revelation that the EOC in Tallahassee is good to a 5 on the walls but only a 3 on the roof makes me very concerned. Like, that should be fixed. And also, did they come here because of just in case something happens to their EOC? Like, I mean, help me understand this weird revelation.
Okay, so when they're in the path of a storm, you know, it's not too often they're truly in the path of a storm, to be honest with you,
sure.
First and foremost. But when they are in the path of a storm, we do have a mutual aid agreement with the state of Florida that we are their backup EOC. And
okay.
It's never been because they got Cat 5 walls and a Cat 3 roof. It was always because
because you never know.
Yeah, in case they lost communications, in case they lost internet capability,
okay.
You know, there's critical things that you need to communicate out of the state EOC. So that's why they come here as a flyaway team to make sure that the state, if it does go down, there's always something the counties can call as a backup and have somebody from the state representing the EOC to help them out.
Okay. But still, they ought to have a better roof, right?
I didn't build it. I didn't construct. You know what? Thank God the people before me were smart enough to put a four foot of concrete on top of our EOC to give us a 5.5 all the way through. I'm happy to operate out of here. So,
amen, brother. Well, Eric, I always appreciate the work that you and your department does, and certainly our prayers will be with them as they're going to help out in the affected area. And, you know, one thing, I always appreciate how responsive you are. You know, you're always willing to come on, and you're always great information. So I appreciate that. Please keep us updated with what they discover, how they're working, and how the recovery is going, because, you know, you're going to be talking to them and have, you know, good information for us. Eric Gilmore, the Director of Public Safety for Escambia County, as always, sir, thank you for the time and what you do. I appreciate you.
You have a good weekend, sir.
All right. 721 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, and you're going to switch over onto Medicare, it's good to have somebody help you be able to do that and do that effectively and figure out your exact needs, your exact situation, which aspects of these plans that you want. And it can seem overwhelming because you might have a lot of questions, especially if it's new. But also, open enrollment is coming soon. And if you're going to change plans or change coverages, again, having somebody to help you with that is very, very useful. Somebody who really understands and maybe can, you know, help you pick the right thing, avoid picking the wrong thing, and just kind of, you know, facilitate. That's what Ricky Stewart does. I've known her as long as I've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part. She works with Medicare folks. So if you need some help in this regard, please give her a call. Don't hesitate to call her for advice or help. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WadeMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We'll have Dave Greenwood here in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives first. John?
That's right. We're only seeing a backup right now on I-10 eastbound. It's backed up all the way to 9 Mile Road. So, yes, 9 Mile Road going I-10 eastbound, basically almost a parking lot. 30-minute delay there, so definitely find an alternate route. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, 30 minutes stuck in. All right. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Joins us every Friday to give us a heads up for the weekend surf conditions. Hey, Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. We have rough water conditions this morning and over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, you assume correct. We are under a red We're under a rip current advisory today and tomorrow. We've got double red flags flying right now, and we've got significant waves rolling in.
So this has been for the last couple of days, it's kind of been like this. One question that I had, though, is I remember in the past when there's big storm surge to our east, it actually means that water levels drop here. I remember in one storm that the bay in Mobile had become almost dry. Did we have any of that yesterday?
Actually, I'm looking at the strand line right now, and it did not drop. And in fact, if you look at Bayou Tahar, look at 17th Avenue Boat, I looked at Quiet Water, look at the water levels there. They're quite high because the storm pushes that water in.
Okay. So the effect on us was actually the opposite here, was that it did push in rather than draining out to fuel what it was doing elsewhere. Okay. Well, that's what I was curious about, and I didn't know. But that does sometimes happen, though, right? We get the drain-out effect if the conditions are just the right way?
I really haven't experienced that out here, so
oh, okay.
I could say I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, you're the expert, not me, so I will take that. Anything else you want us to know about?
And I won't make anything up to – sound like I know.
I know, and I love that about you. I know. Anything else going on this weekend we need to know about for thinking about coming to the beach?
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. It's comfortable weather this morning because we're on the good side of the storm. Fortunately, our thoughts go out to the people that were affected, but
sure.
We were on the good side of the storm, and we had very little rain yesterday. A lot of spectators, see a lot of spectators walking along the beach, just looking at the waves, and yeah, there's a significant outflow of water coming in because the waves come in and the water flows back out. So, again, it's water's closed to all swimming and wading. And with this, the wind's starting to turn out of the west. So, as far as surfable waves, it's dropping a lot throughout the day.
Very good. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you for keeping us safe and keeping us informed. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. next Friday.
Absolutely. 728 here on News Radio 92.3. If you need electrical work, plumbing, air conditioning, heating work done, anything like that, anywhere along the Gulf Coast, Peden, they'll take care of you. Professional service, good quality products, trustworthy installation, satisfaction guarantee 100% that you can stand by the work and count on it being done right and done right the first time. And they've been around. You know, they've been in Tallahassee and Panama City for a long time. That's where they were founded in 55 years ago. And here in Ellison Field, they've been for a long time. They've been moving west also into Baldwin County last year and then into Mobile County this year. So they're all along the Gulf Coast, any of your needs in that whole area. And now with the ending of sort of AC season, they now have a special that if you need an air conditioning system, and I mean, I know you never want to have to buy one, but you'd rather get one at the lesser price, right? Well, right now, if you have it in stock and you need it, $1,000 off. $1,000 off in stock air conditioning systems. And also they remind you to get your air conditioning serviced for the fall so that it's all ready to go. That's Peden, PEADEN.com. 729, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, we're seeing nearly 4 million people without power this morning after Hurricane Helene made landfall last night. More than a million of those outages, about 1.1 million are in Florida. Significant outages also, over a million in Georgia and over a million in South Carolina, about 500,000 in North Carolina. Also seeing some outages in Tennessee and in Virginia from that storm. A lot of widespread damage. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Arizona today for a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border. She'll be in Douglas, Arizona, southeast of Tucson. She'll be visiting the U.S. Customs Port of Entry and get briefings on the flow of fentanyl through the border.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And I got a text in from somebody. I think this is Fort Walton Beach, showing water levels up over their dock and walkway, and they're, you know, up to the edge of the canal. So definitely a push scenario when it comes to some of the local waters. I appreciate that confirmation.
News, I'm CJ Papa. Helene, now a tropical storm center just east of Atlanta, carrying 60-mile-per-hour winds. That from the National Hurricane Center. It roared ashore last night in Florida's Big Bend region. Fox Weather's Michael Estime in Tampa.
Basements that have been flooded. It is parking garages that have been flooded, and it's homes that have been flooded as well. We picked up over 7 feet of storm surge in Port Tampa.
The state fire marshal in Florida, Jimmy Petronas.
It's going to be pretty gruesome. When you have that type of storm surge coming across those low-lying areas, what has been recovered from the last two hurricanes is probably all going to be destroyed all over once again.
He joined Fox and Friends First earlier. At least 3 are dead from the storm. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3, 65 degrees sunny. A very beautiful morning here in Pensacola today, 65 degrees. A new state law banning public camping goes into effect in October. The city of Pensacola also working on a city ordinance to ban camping on commercial and residential property without permission. Pensacola police say they won't be going into this with a heavy-handed approach, though.
To understand it. Most of the time, the people, the homeless that we deal with are not not wanting to give us a hard time. If they're asked to move along, they do that. But this ordinance will come into effect for those who just have no interest in doing the right thing, have no interest in moving, and just want to give folks a hard time, whether it be law enforcement, citizens, or business owners.
And that's PPD's Mike Wood there. And he says they have community response specialists who actually work with the homeless, try to find them help before they end up getting arrested for violating any type of those new laws. And Pensacola's ordinance still does have to be approved by the city council. Well, Helene has the distinction of being the strongest hurricane in history to hit the Big Bend region. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronas said they had to be extra prepared because the storm was just so uncertain.
We brought about twice the number of personnel in place of urban search and rescue teams because of the size of this storm.
And the National Hurricane Center has downgraded Helene to a tropical storm after its landfall. It made landfall last night as a Category 4 hurricane. Governor DeSantis warning people not to let their guard down, even though it is moving on at this point. FEMA is ready to respond. Administrator Deanne Criswell said she'll be traveling to Florida today to survey the damage from the storm's impact. She says FEMA and other federal agencies have over 1,000 people involved in their response efforts. That includes urban search and rescue teams, the Coast Guard, Defense Department, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Red Cross also has shelters in some of the areas that were impacted the most. And after the storm last night, Governor DeSantis addressed the state. It was the first Category 4 storm to ever make landfall in the Big Bend, and one death has been blamed on it.
Car driving on I-4 near Ybor City in Tampa was hit when a sign fell onto the highway. So that just shows you that it's very dangerous conditions out there.
Governor DeSantis there, and that's the only one death reported so far in Florida, but DeSantis said there could be more. There have been other deaths reported in Georgia, but dozens of people are safe after rescue efforts in Pasco County. The sheriff's office there announcing this morning that about 40 people were saved from the rising floodwaters along the U.S. 19 corridor. It is 7:34 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Got a tip on the traffic line about an accident that happened on southbound Davis just south of Olive Road. And I'm seeing some major backups starting to occur on that southbound. Also, I-10 eastbound is basically backed up all the way to 9 Mile Road. So it's 9 Mile, then Pine Forest, and then you go through the construction zone, but you definitely want to plan an alternate route. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a nicer feel out there today. Temperatures near 65 degrees for your morning low. As you head into the rest of the day, we will be around 84 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies with a breeze. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. We're going to keep the sunny skies around on Saturday with a high near 85 and a low near 69. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it is a beautiful morning, sunshine. We've got 65 degrees in Pensacola, 67 reported in Gulf Breeze, and we've got 67 also in Milton. Your next news at 8 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Consumers are eating in instead of going out. Prices have slowly declined at grocery stores faster than at food establishments. The current trend marks a reversal from previous years when grocery inflation outpaced restaurants as food producers raised prices. OpenAI CFO Sarah Friar is looking to reassure its investors that the artificial intelligence startup is still in a strong position and is poised to close a big funding round soon, despite losing top talent this week. Friar also addressed the departure of Chief Technology Officer Mira Murati and two top research executives, Bob McGrew and Barrett Zoff. With the strike deadline looming, the group representing East and Gulf Coast ports is asking a federal agency to make the Longshoremen's Union come to the bargaining table to negotiate a new contract, saying it filed an unfair labor practice charge, alleging the union is not bargaining in good faith. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
the port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and you know we've been talking about the effects of the storm, which unfortunately we expect to wind up being worse than they are right now in terms of the total number of people that were killed. 3 so far, 2 in Georgia, 1 in Florida. Millions of people without power. You've heard Fox News talking about this. We just got off the phone a little while ago with Eric Gilmore, the director of public safety here in Escambia County. Sent a whole team of people from Emergency Management Santa Rosa and Escambia over there, plus some sheriff's deputies. And, you know, originally targeted for Liberty County, but basically plans change when storms change and when effects turn out not to be as bad in some parts as they could have been. They go elsewhere and they went over to Madison County instead. And they'll be helping out there for quite some time. One thing, I just had a listener. I was asking Dave Greenwood about the water level. And just not knowing, I don't live right by the water, so I wouldn't have noticed. But I had some people send in photos of, like, the Oriel Beach boat ramp. The water level is up to the top of the boat dock, like where you're walking out on the, you know, I don't know, on the surface there. On the pier. It's totally up to that level. So several feet up, a couple of feet up anyway. Same thing in some of the canals in Gulf Breeze I'm seeing. So you know, the opposite of what I had thought maybe would happen is that the water would be pulled away to provide for the surge, but apparently that's not what happened at all. Instead, or maybe not that the water gets pulled, but maybe it's a wind effect. If you've got a north wind enough blowing south, it would blow. I don't really understand these things, but you know, I just remember it did happen one time previously in Mobile particularly. But yeah, so water levels up this morning. So, and we are under some advisories related to the water as well, current advisories and whatnot. So if you were planning to go out on the water, I guess, be careful, you know, because it's just different today, okay? 7:41, News Radio 92.3. Interesting story in the PNJ that the remember we had that first tiny home village that was built over on Pace? You know, Jim Reeves was involved in this thing and a bunch of collaborators involved in this thing to provide transitional housing for the people who age out of the foster care system. The kind of problem you might not have ever thought much about, but, you know, when somebody turns 19, now what? Or, you know, or turn, I don't know if it's at 18 or at 19, but, you know, they can't be in foster care anymore. What do they do? Well, if they've never lived on their own, you know, it's hard and it's expensive. And so there's that project. Now, the Pensacola-Tallahassee Catholic Diocese has also put together a tiny home community, or they are putting together. They just broke ground on it. The PNJ had a really good article about this by Molly Barrows. 820 West Garden Street, that's right at A and Garden. And apparently they just broke ground on this plot of land. It's going to take a couple of months for it to be prepared as a site. But then eventually it's going to be 9 tiny houses that are going to be available to rent for qualifying low-income seniors. Okay, low-income seniors. The Trinity House program that they've already got going in some places, this is a transitional housing program that opened in 2020. You now got two communal homes for senior-age men who are struggling to get back on their feet. And this is reading from Molly's Good article. For a small fee, the men are offered housing resources and training to support themselves and manage their finances. This is an expansion of that. So the diocese has the land and, you know, looking to, and they're going to, you know, fund a lot of the project. It's going to cost about $1.1 million. They've raised about $300,000 so far. They need another $700,000 to $800,000 to complete it. And the idea there is obviously if the diocese creates the homes, then the people won't have to pay as much rent in order to stay there, which is a really good thing. So I think you're going to see more of these pop up. You know, for the longest time, there was opposition to this in the county. You've had opposition to the tiny home concept. I think primarily Commissioner Lumen May, District 3, has been opposed to it, kind of viewing them as, I don't know, like some kind of tiny shanty towns or something. Like he doesn't like the idea of what it looks like. But I think, man, I tell you, if you know, would you rather live in some crummy housing or live on your, you know, your uncle's couch or live in a shed or, you know, all the things that people do because they can't get regular homes? Tiny homes look pretty good as an alternative. And honestly, even for, you know, somebody in transition or for a student, you know, it might be a little bit small to raise a family in, but they're nice. And I don't really understand why people would be opposed to them. Well, Andrew, would you want them in your neighborhood? Yeah. Have you seen them? I mean, go look. They're kind of amazing. Like, would I object to having a little tiny home community? No, I think it's cool. I mean, it's obviously doing a good thing for people. And they certainly look nice, so no worries. 437-1620 at 745 here on News Radio 92.3. We've got John Pickens, the traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. North Davis Highway and East Olive Road, we've got a vehicle crash there that's causing some delays in the southbound travel lane. Also, I-10 eastbound all the way from 9 Mile going through Highway 29 on I-10. Going to see some major delays. That's about a 30-minute delay there. Also, if you're traveling south of 9 Mile on 29, you're going to see about a 20-minute delay just due to congestion right there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, one of the reasons I love doing this is that we have such great listeners. We do. We have, like, it's always humbling to me, the number and the variety of people who listen to this show, because I was no sooner talking about the water level being elevated at the Oriole Beach boat ramp or in Gulf Breeze and some of the canals, and I'm saying it's probably like a foot or two, something like that. I got a text in from Dale Hickman at Dale's Marine Construction. Says they're working on the marine at Gala Marina Beach Highway, Gulf Beach Highway, must be, and it says they've got an additional 14 inches of water this morning. That's a lot. I mean, that's a foot and a half of water. Not quite a foot and a half, but almost a foot and a half of water. That's a lot. So thank you for texting in that information. I appreciate it. Because I always, even though I know the people who are sending me texts, usually I trust these sources. It's always good to hear it from more than one person. You know, standard news practice. It's always good to hear it from more than just one person. Hey, if you're thinking about getting a new car or trading in the one you've got or even selling the one you've got, you know, we always talk about Frontier is a great place to buy cars, also a great place to sell cars. They are always looking for good quality inventory, cars that are a year to two to three, you know, years young, maybe between 10 and 50 or 60,000 miles is really the sweet spot for them because they want to sell you cars that you can drive for a long time and count on. So likewise, they've got to buy cars, and they'll go to auctions, they'll go to fleet dealers and things like that, but they also will buy from you. So if you have a car to sell them in that vicinity, hey, they'll buy it on the spot, 15 minutes, easy peasy, no problem. Now, if you think, because, you know, the alternative is what? You're going to go to Facebook Marketplace, you're going to, you know, I mean, all the hassle, right? And, you know, safety and whatnot. But if you think that maybe you can get a better price than they are direct offering you, they'll consignment sell it for you. You know, and there's no fees or anything for that. It just might take a little bit longer, but, you know, if you think it's worth a little bit more, they can do that too. They need the inventory, so why not? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Big Time Entertainment presents live in concert the legendary Oak Ridge Boys in Pensacola. Members of the Grand Ole Opry, Country Music Hall of Fame, and five-time Grammy Award winners, the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys, American Made Farewell Tour, Sunday, October 6th at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola.
My baby is American.
than 30 top 10 hits and over a dozen number ones. The Oak Ridge Boys, one night only.
After y'all come back, salute.
Get your tickets now at the Sanger Theater box office or Ticketmaster.com.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, I'm setting.
Don't miss the Oak Ridge Boys at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola, October 6th.
Gunnels!
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way.
No reward is worth this.
This 7:50 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, your worshipfulness. Oh, and getting more pictures in. People are sending their pictures of their high water levels all over the area and posting them on our Facebook page if you want to see for yourself. Also, somebody sent in a good explanation. You guys are all so knowledgeable. It's actually one of the things that it scares me just a little bit. Like, I go on the radio every morning, and let me tell you the reality. There's probably not a single thing that I ever talk about where I'm not well aware that there's some, perhaps many people in the audience who know more than I do about the subject. I was just like, think of when I talk about military stuff. God, I know I don't know. I'm trying really hard to know. And, but it's always this problem of, you know, no matter what you think you know, I'm a generalist, right? That's my job, is to be a generalist. That means that there are going to be people in the audience like, oh man, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I hope they're more like, but at least he's trying, you know? So somebody says, as far as the water being lower or higher from storm, says the water pushes out, water levels drop in Pensacola Bay on a strong north wind. That's from the north, typically in the winter. But when you have a strong tropical storm with water surging north, being pushed in from the Gulf, that does not usually occur. It's the opposite. Water levels get pushed in higher. Hope that helps clarify. The tropical storm winds and the water factor pushing north. And that does help. And that's so always just trying to understand these things a little bit better. 7:52 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Workers at ports from Maine to Texas preparing to possibly go on strike. They're saying it could be the most disruptive walkout to the U.S. economy in decades. The International Longshoremen's Association says that strike could potentially happen next week. And if it did, it would stop the flow of fruit, household goods, clothing, toys, cars, and other goods into the country.
Yeah, longshoremen do so much. I mean, that's the equivalent of a trucker strike. I mean, yeah. There's so much stuff comes in on the boats, right?
Definitely. New York City Mayor Eric Adams will be in court today. He's expected to plead not guilty during his arraignment on federal corruption charges.
Yeah, right there, David.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. prosecutors have charged him with 57. He's been charged in a 57-page indictment. They claim he accepted lavish gifts and trips from Turkish officials. The indictment also says France, Turkey, and China gifted him with various things, including airline tickets, hotel suites, and illegal campaign contributions. He, of course, denies any wrongdoing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he didn't do it. He says so.
And former President Trump is going to be at the matchup between Georgia and Alabama in Tuscaloosa this weekend. And apparently some information has been released on the food that he's requested be available for him at the college game. So apparently he has requested two McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches.
Wait, who is this again? At what game?
Former President Trump.
It is Trump,
yeah,
okay.
He'll be in Tuscaloosa for the Alabama and Georgia game. He's requested two McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches with cheese, a Domino's pizza. He wants some stadium hot dogs.
What, all?
And a Diet Coke. This is what's out there. Yeah, this is what's
me.
Been released.
You're
yeah.
killing me. Okay, so you'll appreciate this. He did a sit-down interview with Cheryl Atkinson of Full Measure. That's on after the 10 o'clock news on Channel 3 every night. He did a sit-down interview, and I hadn't had a chance to play this just yet, but since you've brought it up, okay, they did talk with him, or she did ask him the question about diet and good nutrition.
What are two things you do to stay healthy?
Well, I used to play golf a little bit. That gave me, so I don't know. But
used to play golf. Yeah. You know, recently that's been a little bit less enjoyable. Okay, back to the question. Sorry.
What are two things you do to stay healthy?
Well, I used to play golf a little bit. That gave me, so I don't know. But it seems to be quite a dangerous sport in retrospect. I try and eat properly. I do the best. And I try and get some. I do, but proper hamburgers. But I like perhaps all of the wrong food. But then I say, does anybody know what the right food is?
You're
I
right
have people
that.
Lecturing yeah. me for years. Oh, don't eat this, don't eat that. They're gone. They have passed away long ago. And here
changing.
I am. So I'm not sure I want to make too many changes.
So Filet-O-Fish, stadium dog, pizza, and a Diet Coke just to make sure you don't get too many extra calories.
You don't want to take in too many calories.
You know, I always wondered this about the diet sodas. Like, I just think they taste awful.
Oh, even, I do too.
And, you know, as somebody who, I don't drink a lot of soda, but it tastes normal to me. I don't understand if people get adjusted to it and they're, like, into the, you know, cult of thinking that it tastes good because it's all they do. I don't get why people would voluntarily pick it. I get why they might do it for what they perceive as health benefits, but
like, I've always thought it just has the worst aftertaste every time.
Yeah.
I'd rather drink half of a regular soda.
Exactly. Sip on a regular. Don't drink a full amount of a... Anyway, David, thank you for that very informative food review for Trump's visit to Tuscaloosa. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with the accident on North Davis Highway and East Olive Road going southbound. We're seeing some delays there. Also have another accident that just happened at Highway 29 and Van Pelt Lane. There's debris in the road, and it's going to be a roadblock. So that's why Highway 29 is backed up the way it is. Also, I-10 eastbound is backed up all the way from 9 Mile through the construction zone on 29 and even past that. That's about a 20-25 minute delay there. But if you're on Highway 29 just south of 9 Mile, you're going to see a more of a delay, like 20-30 minutes there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Just a couple of other, since we're kind of on the subject, I hadn't necessarily been intending to share this, but the interview that Trump did with Cheryl Atkinson obviously had a lot more substance to it as well. But, you know, one of the things that they were talking about, obviously talked about inflation, obviously talked about immigration quite a bit. And, you know, there was an interesting moment when talking about immigration because she asked him the question, but you realize that the first time you try to deport some mom with kids and that photo shows up, like, the whole effort dies.
You talked about a mass deportation program. How is that practically possible? Because a lot of the millions of people have had children here who are American citizens. And don't you think the first time there is an image on television of a family tearfully being told to board a bus, that whole program would end?
That's right. If you take a young woman with two beautiful children and you put her on a bus and it ends up on the front page of every newspaper, it makes it a lot harder.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, even think about the, you know, this all nonsense about the immigrants in cages thing. which were built by Obama. You know, amazingly how that story got used against President Trump, whatever.
So yes to mass deportation, even of women and
so
children.
We're
going to
look at it very closely. The way you phrase it is exactly right. You put one wrong person onto a bus or onto an airplane, and your radical left lunatics will try and make it sound like the worst thing that's ever happened. But we're getting the criminals out, and we're going to do that fast, and we know who they are. And the local police know their names, and they know their serial numbers. They know everything about them. We work with the local police, the local law enforcement, which is great all throughout the country.
Their serial numbers? Do they have stamped?
It must be tattooed on their arms.
He does say some of the weirdest stuff, like the serial numbers of the illegal immigrants. Sure, the cops know all about the serial numbers.
Just like a VIN number.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, brother, run the VIN on that guy. All right, sure, sure. Oh, man, he did say this. I thought it was kind of interesting.
If you're not successful this time, do you see yourself running again in 4 years?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think that that will be it. I don't see that at all. I think that hopefully we're going to be successful.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to be successful. And one last clip for you.
I got great credit on military. We knocked out ISIS. We rebuilt the military. Great credit on military. Great credit on the economy. I never got great credit on the fighting of the China virus, which is COVID. But we call it the China virus because we like to be accurate. But if you think of what I've done.
To be accurate. There you go.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.